This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours, time for news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Sino Metals commences compensation for Chambishi acid spill victims. Copperbelt Province Minister vows to restore order after Chingola riots. Russian strikes kill 8 and hit Kiev apartment block. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited has officially commenced compensating Chambishi residents affected by the February acid spill that destroyed crops following government's final approval of the company's compensation report. Speaking during the launch of the compensation process, the company's Assistant Chief Executive Officer, Martin Amukusana, says payments to affected households began within 48 hours of receiving formal authorization from the authorities. Mr. Amukusana has stressed that Sino Metals had treated the matter with urgency and responsibility, describing the exercise as not just an obligation, but a reflection of the company's long-standing commitment to the community and the nation. He says the company had earlier provided food supplies such as mealie-meal, cooking oil and bread to affected families while waiting for authorization, and also maintained salaries for all employees during the 6-month suspension of operations. Mr. Amukusana says over 250 million kwacha has been spent to repair and reinforce the breached tailings dam, and that Sino Metals will continue investing in community projects, including the ongoing classroom construction in Minsinga and the school rehabilitation in Kalulushi and Chambishi.
Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited, using its corporate social responsibility budget, supported the affected community with daily supplies of potable water for household use and monthly supplies of assorted foodstuffs, which included mealie-meal, cooking oil, sugar and bread, and cash. From the time the incidents occurred, the company has provided foodstuffs to the community, being compensated today 6 times. And these guests of honor were and are not part of the compensation that is being paid today.
Copperbelt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo has warned that lawlessness will not be tolerated in Chingola following yesterday's riots and looting in the mining town. Speaking to the media after inspecting damage to both public and private property this afternoon, Mr. Matambo has expressed disappointment over the burning of a road grader in Chiwempala Township used for road rehabilitation works, saying the destruction of public property will not go unpunished. The minister has reminded the youth involved in the riots that they were removed from the dump site to improve safety measures as they earned a living. He adds that riotous behavior is reckless and undermines government's development efforts.
I know that majority of them, they are law-abiding youth, but we have some elements who want to take advantage of any every situation. Maybe with another Eden ant, political ant, taking them where they're not supposed to be taken. I want to appeal to the people, to the youth of Chingola, not to be used by anybody to damage property and cause anarchy in Chingola. That won't be tolerated.
The Zambia National Service ZNS Commander, Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi, has also called for restraint warning that such behavior risks inciting anarchy, further urging the public to stop sending children to the dump site against the law.
All this is trying to incite anarchy, which is not very good. I think let's refrain. Let them have confidence that the men and women in uniform, when they are there, they are not against them. They are for them to make sure that law and order is maintained. And this is also to just inform our fellow citizens that let's stop sending those children there. That's against the law. And a child found there related to someone at a time that the provincial administration would have set up matters straight, those will be arrested together with the children that they've got there.
Meanwhile, the Police Inspector General, Graphael Musamba, has reiterated that lawlessness will not be tolerated while appealing to citizens to work with the police by providing information about those involved in the riots and looting. The Center for Reproductive Health and Education, CRHE, has expressed concern over the U.S. government's decision to destroy $9.7 million worth of contraceptives purchased through USAID instead of distributing them to women in need. Reports indicate that the Trump administration, which has opted to scrap the foreign assistance program USAID, plans to destroy the supplies despite them being intended for underserved communities worldwide. The CRHE Executive Director, Amos Mwale, says the move comes at a time when countries like Zambia are already grappling with critical shortages of family planning commodities. Mr. Mwale notes that the products funded by the American taxpayers were meant to support women, and most of them only expire between 2027 and 2029. He has since urged stakeholders to speak out and advocate for a reversal of the decision, warning that the destruction of the commodities will negatively affect women's access to family planning services in Zambia.
The critical part is that, for instance, when you look at Zambia, we are already an issue of health financing. We've seen the U.S. government withdrawing further resources towards payment of drugs, including contraceptives. So with that, it just means that it will have a huge impact on women's choices in reproductive health and family planning. This will be, we're already seeing the stockouts that are happening. This will result in two more women not accessing these services, and it will result in two more unintended pregnancies, which we'll see amongst women.
Government says it is addressing the land dispute at farm number 946 in Molovesi, Southern Province, where over 10,000 residents face possible eviction by a foreign timber investor. In a ministerial statement to Parliament today, Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masewo says the 4,072-hectare property, often misreported as 402,000 hectares, dates back to colonial agreements of 1931 and was under Zambezi sawmills until it was sold in 1999. Ms. Masewo says the new owner has agreed to surrender areas with schools, clinics, housing and other public amenities to government, and to allow residents already settled on the land to keep their plots without paying compensation and keeping only the land needed for timber operations. The minister explains that subdivision A of Farm 946 was under Zabezi Sawmills lease until the company went into receivership in 1999, after which the bank-appointed receiver sold the land to the current investor for 2 million kwacha. She says this was after unsuccessful attempts to transfer it to the local member of parliament for community benefit, and that the government is taking a balanced approach to resolve the matter after establishing that it stems from colonial era agreements dating back to 1931.
The board and several stakeholders have observed that most cases under investigation have often taken very long to be concluded. Admittedly, some cases are complex in nature and may require more time to be finalized. However, the board is now set putting measures that will ensure a quick turnover of cases under investigation. The public should soon expect to see matters being concluded quickly. In order to achieve this, the Commission will leverage on the existing interagency